I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. You might not think Brazilians would be sticklers for grammar. After all, they have a reputation for being nonchalant and laid back. Maybe it's that bossa nova thing. But politicians recently approved a bill to create a linguistic hotline in Rio de Janeiro. The call-in service is modeled on a similar one in a city in northeastern Brazil. Reporter Jason Strother has the story.
When people in the city of Fortaleza are unsure about word usage or the spelling of a word, they don't need to go online or even open up a dictionary. All they need to do is call the grammar hotline.
Plantão Gramatical, boa tarde.
The hotline takes calls Monday through Friday and employs 9 Portuguese language professors to field questions. My friend Hanada phones in to ask how to write the Portuguese word for hierarchy.
Oi, boa tarde. Queria saber como é que se escreve hierarquia.
And the professor spells it out for her.
H-I-E-R-A-R-Q-I-A.
Many callers have spelling questions, says hotline professor Leandro Leilas, but a lot of them want a better explanation of syntax than they can find on the internet. He says Brazilian Portuguese can be especially difficult for historical reasons. Leila says that people have problems with grammar here because of the mix of Latin words with influences from indigenous languages. The hotline receives around 90 calls a day, most concerning written language, but it sometimes helps out with spoken grammar too. And there's at least one guy in Brazil that some people say could use a little help with the way he speaks. That's Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, Lula for short. He's gained a reputation for mangling words during speeches and political debates. This debate from 2006 is posted on YouTube.
O seu ministro da Fazenda e todo ano a Washington pega dinheiro para fechar as contas.
Throughout the debate, Lula drops the S off words that should be pluralized. He also somehow mixes up the word for leech, sanguessuga, with the word for bathing suit, sunga. But most Brazilians shrug off Lula's sloppy grammar. That's according to Octor Chichel, a columnist for Brazil's O Globo newspaper. He says Brazilians feel compassion for Lula because of his deprived upbringing. He didn't learn to read until he was 10 years old. But Chichel says that doesn't excuse Lula for what he now says about reading. Lula says he doesn't like reading, he doesn't like books, that books are boring, Chichel says. He sets a bad example. Chichel adds that if Lula put more money into Brazil's education system, then people here would be better writers. And maybe they wouldn't need to call a grammar hotline. For The World, I'm Jason Strother, Rio de Janeiro.